Chapter 22. Why do languages disappear? Reading. What causes a language to disappear? Once a language is gone, what happens to the people and the culture that once used that language and lived in that society? These are important questions for anyone interested in the state of the world's languages today. Some linguists believe that of the 6,200 known languages, as many as 90% may disappear over the next 100 years. Other linguists believe that this is an alarmist figure. And while they agree that languages are disappearing more rapidly than in the past, they do not believe that the loss of languages will be as rapid as these predictions. So what causes languages to disappear? The traditional argument in linguistics is that languages die because their speakers die. To demonstrate, we could note natural phenomena, such as a volcanic eruption, earthquake, or disease that eliminates the entire population of an area and with it the language. Diseases brought by European settlers to America in the 16th to 19th centuries decimated many Native American tribes. There are also man-made causes such as war. Eliminate the enemy and you also eliminate their language. This too happened in America with battles between the westward moving white settlers to America and many of the Native American tribes they encountered. This is also responsible for the weakened state of the Ainu language in Japan, where battles in the 1600s, followed by Japanese expansion to Hokkaido, and eventually disease eliminated a majority of the Ainu population by the end of the 19th century. Today, however, there are new ways in which languages are disappearing. Technology and a desire for material wealth have caused some smaller linguistic communities to all but abandon their traditional language for English. Their belief is that their children will have a better chance of success with English rather than a language that may only have 100 speakers. It's hard to say that they are wrong. We all want the best for our children, but we must consider the cost to society. What do we lose when a language dies? It is our belief that we lose not only the cultural practices and rituals of that society, but also the collective body of knowledge that society has accumulated over time. This includes medical practices, stories, and concepts only known within that community. Who knows? One of these communities might have the cure for cancer or another disease that may save millions of lives. We simply will never know if a language is lost. In addition to the knowledge that is lost, we also lose the diversity that makes the world such an interesting place. The world would be a much less exciting place if we all spoke a single language.